Last night was an open mic night of sorts at the Charlotte City Council. It was the public's chance to have their say on the city manager's proposed budget. It includes an increase in property taxes and cuts to city services. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
There wasn't a flood of angry protesters lamenting cuts to the city's 311 service last night. In fact, just 8 people spoke to the council. The speakers broke down into one of 3 categories. First up, the city isn't giving us enough. This was the view of 3 of the speakers representing Charlotte's arts community.
I know that you're tired of hearing from me.
Pat Riley was speaking on behalf of the Arts and Science Council.
I'm begging you to grow with us. That partnership that brought us together years and years ago has splintered.
The amount the city gives to the Arts and Science Council is frozen in this budget at $2,940,000. Riley was asking for $350,000 more a year for the next 3 years. The second group stood in contrast to the first. The city, they believed, is taking too much. Rob Nanfelt spoke on behalf of real estate developers, upset at the large proposed increase in fees developers would have to pay the city if the budget is adopted.
The more Charlotte discourages future development by raising fees, the less competitive we become for future growth, meaning fewer jobs and smaller increases in our tax base.
Charlotte resident Mike O'Hara thought the city should cut more before raising any taxes. The city manager, he said, didn't look at all available options.
You want to look at health care. City premiums are $56 million a year. You could give every employee $5,000 to buy health care out on the federal marketplace and save the taxpayers $24 million a year.
But trash, not health insurance, is the biggest focus of this proposed budget. The crux of the tax increase is based on your curbside cans. City Manager Ron Carley is proposing the conversion of a $47 flat fee for trash pickup to a 1.35-cent property tax increase on every $100 worth of property, which leads us to the final group that spoke last night, the Trash Talkers.
My name is Shannon Benz, and I live here in Charlotte, and I'm the director of a local nonprofit called Sustain Charlotte.
Benz urged the city to adopt a pay-as-you-throw system, which charges residents per bag of trash they toss out. The other trash talker was Brian Holliday, but trash, he said, was not his primary focus.
I really want to talk about Charlotte residents.
Holliday is the government affairs manager for the Greater Charlotte Apartment Association. He and his group are working with some on the council in an effort to change this. Under the proposed budget, those who live in apartments, condos, and anything deemed in the city to be a multifamily residence get that property tax increase and would still pay a flat fee for trash pickup. It's the city double dipping, in essence, says Holliday.
So the multifamily homes would not see a reduction in those costs, but would also carry the burden of the increased tax rate.
In past budget meetings, City Manager Ron Carley has said commercial properties need to carry more of the burden since they got a tax cut when the state killed a business license tax last year. On Wednesday, the City Council will hold another budget workshop where amendments to the proposal could be brought up. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.